With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik of New York is running for governor of New York. A snippet of a campaign video posted online a short time ago, affordability, one of the themes.
People in New York, no matter if you're a Republican, independent, or Democrat, enough is enough. We are the most unaffordable state in the nation because of single-party Democrat rule led by Kathy Hochul.
There's been growing speculation Stefanik would run. She's been ramping up her criticism of Democrat Governor Hochul in recent months. Airline passengers on edge now that the FAA has started cutting the number of flights at the nation's 40 busiest airports because of the government shutdown.
The Federal Aviation Administration is reducing air traffic to maintain safety as air traffic controllers go unpaid and show signs of strain during the shutdown. Flight reductions are starting at 4% and will increase by 1% a day up to 10% next week. Airlines say they will try to minimize the impact on travelers, but the cuts could affect up to 250,000 passengers a day. Greg Clugston, Washington.
If you've been to the store lately, maybe you've noticed the Christmas displays already taking shape. Some economists are expecting a green holiday for retailers.
They're expected to spend more than last year, despite economic uncertainty and rising prices. The 2025 forecast from the National Retail Federation predicts that shoppers will collectively spend over $1 trillion in November and December, an increase of 3.7% to 4.2% compared with last year. But the Federation says more Americans are growing selective, and they're focused on discounts.
And that's correspondent Bill Alexander reporting. Watching Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, stock futures in the red. The Dow futures down 122 points. NASDAQ futures off 148. This is SRN News. The Ten Commandments are going to court again.
The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals has agreed to hear a challenge to laws in Texas and Louisiana that require all public schools to post the Decalogue in prominent places. The court has set arguments for January 20th in the twin cases, which hinge on questions of church-state separation. Legal analysts predict that no matter who wins, the cases will ultimately be appealed to the Supreme Court. The ACLU and various atheist groups filed suit in both states.
Correspondent Michael Harrington. The Supreme Court is due to hear arguments this month in another religious freedom case. It involves whether an inmate of a minority religious group, the Rastafarians, can sue for monetary damages after the warden violated his religious rights, specifically the right not to cut his hair. Damon Lander, the petitioner, wore long dreadlocks for almost 20 years and as an expression of his beliefs as a Rastafarian. This is SRN News. A young Dallas Cowboys player found dead, a suspected suicide after evading police.
Police in a Dallas suburb say 24-year-old Dallas Cowboys defensive end Marshawn Nealon was found dead of an apparent suicide after evading authorities in his vehicle and fleeing the scene of an accident on foot. Frisco police say Nealon didn't stop for Texas Department of Public Safety troopers in a chase that was joined by Frisco police. Authorities briefly lost sight of the vehicle during the search after Nealon fled. Officers received word that Nealon had shown suicidal indications. He was found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound Thursday morning. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Quoting an advisor to Bill Clinton back in 1992, it's the economy, stupid. Apparently that still is the case today. Following the Democrats' sweep in this week's elections, a new watchword for the White House seems to be affordability. More details, SRNNews.com.